All right, so I am standing here with the director.
Correct.
And the writer. And the A-star.
Yeah, cast member, yes.
Of Blood at the Root, which is on at Assembly George Square and is already getting some pretty great notices.
Yeah.
So guys, why don't you just introduce yourselves?
I'm Allison Scarlett Jay. I play Toria in Blood at the Root.
I'm Steve Brodnex. I'm the director.
And I'm Dominique Mariso, and I'm the writer.
So, Dominique, how did this story come about? Because this is a true story, isn't it?
Well, it's based on a true story. And it came about because Steve Brodnex is the head of grad acting at Penn State University, and he commissioned me to write a piece for their grad acting students. So that's how this started. And he was interested in doing a piece about race for them. And so the issue that sparked me that was about race that I hadn't really gotten over was incident that happened in Gina, Louisiana in 2007. So this play is based on the incidents surrounding the Gina 6, but it's a fictional story.
So, I mean, 2006, this is a, you know, this is an, you know, for people from a European perspective, they're going to be sitting there thinking, God, I associate this with black and white film and, you know, stuff from back in the day. You know, Steve, how was it approaching this story in a contemporary setting? What was your kind of vision when you put this on the stage?
Approaching the story, I'm originally from the South, so the story took place in the South and the racism that still exists in the South. So approaching it was easy in a way, because unfortunately the race issues in America are still going on, and it sparked a movement around social injustice, prejudice, and mass incarceration that's still happening in the States. So it's an opportunity to bring these issues forward.
How do you keep a political message without becoming preachy?
Oh, that's a good one. We have a great...
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say.
Our playwright and with our cast, she's done a wonderful job at not making it a sermon, but also have meaning. So it has, you know, you would come and get hip-hop dance, poetry, spoken word, the genre of hip-hop theater, but also leave hopefully inspired to make change. So I have to give that to Dominique. She's able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you make a social issue out of anything, everybody's going to think you're preaching to them. But that's just not my interest. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I'm trying to ask a lot of questions about how we are looking at race, how we look at gender politics. And I think if you ask more questions than you make answers, then you don't have a sermon. You have a conversation.
Allison, how did you first come into the conversation?
I'm one of the graduate actors. I was a member of the third year class for which the play was commissioned to be written for. So there were five of us, and we were all in that graduating class. And the sixth member is also a Penn State, goes to Penn State in the undergrad musical theater department.
And what made you decide to bring this to Edinburgh? I mean, when this idea came into your head, I know, let's take this to the biggest arts festival in the world and see if it flies.
I smile when he says that, because I remember the day in the office that this happened. It was before the text even really had a name, and we had to put a name on the form. And I remember going, what is the name going to be? Blood? No. Blood at the Root, based off of a Billie Holiday song, you know, the famous Billie Holiday song. But this is my fourth time to the Fringe. And so I knew when commissioning Dominique that this is what we wanted to do, because it's the largest festival in the world and the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, crawling gets you everywhere.
And I knew it was important, and to expose the artists to this type of artistic community and get an opportunity to expose this community, your premiere of Blood at the Root. So this is definitely a place we wanted to come.
And because we want the play to be in a conversation internationally. It's not just a national conversation. It's not just a national issue. And I think that we want to bring everybody into the fold about it.
And the play's been to South Africa, I think?
Correct.
Twice.
We went to Jonesboro, Johannesburg. I'm sorry, we were at the Market Theater. Mm-hmm. We were at Bloemfontein at the National, I forgot what it's called.
Bloemfontein,
the National, Packoffs, National Theater.
That sounds kind of rude, Packoffs.
Packoffs, right.
Hey, what are you, Packoffs?
Packoffs. We went to the Cape Town, to the Magnet Theater, mm-hmm. And then that was last year, and then we 2 weeks ago we just returned from
State Theater
in Pretoria.
And we participated in the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown, South Africa.
Yes. So been around the world.
And when we were putting this, when we were creating this piece and preparing it for Africa last summer, we were concerned that, not really concerned, but we were sort of like, is this really going to
translate?
It's such an American story. It's so specific. And what was amazing was every single city we played to thought that we'd brought this play
for them.
That it was written for them. And then we always have talk back discussions, and the response we were getting was so powerful that when we got back to the States, it became very clear to us. It was actually right in the thick of the Trayvon Martin case, because we came back in that July, right? Mm-hmm. And with everything that we'd experienced in South Africa and everybody's experience seeing the play, we knew we had to do something more, keep it going, and make it have more of a life just beyond, you know, these set dates.
All right, so we're still pretty early in the Fringe. Is the show the same show that's going to be at the end of the Fringe, or do you think it's going to get tweaked to the whole, like, long chapters that actually Dominique, you know, they need to go. These need to go, really. I mean,
No, but you know what? This show is ever expansive because it was very devised, and so every time I sit in the audience, I'm watching something new that the cast is discovering or creating, but I'm also going, now you know what? We should cut that handshake, or we should, I think they should rearrange that, you know, scene right there, or maybe they should rearrange who does what in that scene, you know, because I think that every time I see it, we keep growing with it, and it's the kind of show that can survive that because it just needs to keep evolving. It's a collaborative piece, so it takes all of us to keep adding new flavor, new text, new thoughts to it in order to keep it current.
That's why they call it live theater, not dead theater.
That's right.
Guys, we like to finish these interviews by saying, if there's a show that your audiences should see after they have been to Blood at the Root, Assembly George Square at 12:25 every day, what's the show that they should be seeing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, we went to a gallery yesterday. Hot Dub.
That was one of the best.
Steve, man, you can't point at the poster. It's an audio interview.
Right. It's there, see?
Everybody, look at what we're looking at right now.
The Hot Dub Time Machine was one of the best times I've ever had in
the theater.
I was blown away by the creativity about bringing hip-hop and music, Time Machine. It was a global experience. Everyone from around the world was in one room singing the same song.
Right.
And, I mean, it was great. I would recommend it.
And because our show has hip-hop theater, it's like you come right out of ours and then you just need to go and get some more and a different flavor of it. And it's going to take you a little higher and a little more exciting. So I think it's just you got to keep going up.
Yes.
And also there's a group here from South Africa, a high school choir group that is absolutely amazing. I cannot remember the name. They're from Trishane Singers. They were awesome. This high school chorus, which would be really great to see after Blood at the Root.
Yeah.
All right, Dominique, Steve, Allison, thank you very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.